Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew on this holiday edition of the big show as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information. Keep you up to date on the latest Christmas light boat parades around the world. We're going to cover that a little bit more in depth because we're in the thick of it. I believe we're, I think we're in agreement that next Saturday, December 13th, is going to be the busiest Christmas light boat parade day in the world. I think that's when 90% of the boat parades are going to happen, smack dab in the middle of December there, pretty much, as we get ready for Christmas. And yeah, you want to catch one, we'll go through some of that. Also, you know, just catch up with Mike the Mariner, because he's been kind of in holiday mode ever since Thanksgiving, probably still a little groggy from leftover turkey. Is that a fair assumption there, Mike, or what?
Yes, I'm in a combination of glycemic shock and tryptophan days.
Well, that's what you do this time of year, and just kind of muscle through. But I don't know, you've been out on the boat lately? You've been keeping busy on your vessel or what?
Well, a little bit. We were supposed to go out last week and had some friends come and got up in the morning. The weather was absolutely perfect. We decided to go get a bite to eat before we left. Got back to the boat, and you know, an hour and a half later, the winds were 22 knots, and you know, it just turned out not to be a nice day. So we decided to stay there. We did hang out on the boat and play some music and had a really great time there in the marina. But we're going to be taking her out next weekend for a fuel run and a little overnight stay up in up river.
Yeah,
Deland area.
Now, are you going to hit one of the Christmas light boat parades, or are you, that's not on the agenda?
We are not doing that this year. Actually, where they do the parade in Lake Monroe, there are some shallow spots. I think I mentioned on another show that the lead boat on the parade one year took three or four boats into the shallows and they ran aground, and I can't do that.
Yeah. So, that's not ideal.
You've already bent things once. You don't want to bend them again.
Yeah, that's like having that one light go out in the light strand on your house and you can't figure out why. And you just get highly aggravated and, running aground during the holidays. Oof.
But there are a lot of people that have already decorated their boats. So when you walk down our dock, I mean, the boats are decorated like houses are. There's Christmas lights everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's very festive, very cool, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so we still get the Christmas spirit, you know?
Well, as you should. I mean, it is the season. What say you, Barry the Boater? Are things pretty festive down by your waterways down there in South Florida? Have you been out and about enough to know?
I haven't been out on the waterways. I know they're festive because when I have gone out, you see some amazing backyards. Anyone that has a house with their backyard facing the water spends, I think, more money on lighting the backyard than they do the front.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you mean if they live on the water, right? Right.
Yeah. If they live on the water, they light up. Yeah. On the intracoastal or anywhere in Fort Lauderdale, which is, you know, they call that the Florida Italy. Or the Riviera of Florida, whatever it's
Redneck
called.
Venice. Riviera? No.
Venice. Yeah, Venice of Florida.
Venice.
Oh, yeah, not the Venice. Caribbean.
But okay.
I am going to try this Wednesday. I don't think it's try. If the weather's good, I am going to take Surprise out into the Everglades and run her for a little while. I think it'll be, it's only 20-minute boat drive. To get to the ramp there, and there is a long canal that heads all the way down to the inside the Everglades, and there's a monument out there for an airplane that had crashed in the Everglades years ago that is open to the public.
What, the AirTran thing? Is that what you're talking about?
I think it was AirTran. I'm not sure. It just It's the one where it just, I guess they have their altimeter wrong or something, and they just slammed right into the Everglades. But it had,
that was Delta.
Passengers. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Delta. That was an L-1011.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're gonna, what you're talking about. I've been to that.
Yeah. So you just want to go out there, see that, check some gators, run the engine, that kind of thing.
Well, I just want to run the engine. You know, the fuel in there is beginning to get a little stale, and it's a nice trip. And the nice thing about freshwater, the cleanup is a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? All right.
But you'll probably see some gators and stuff, I would think.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see gators.
Maybe even a python, let alone some iguanas and stuff like that, which you have at your house.
Mm.
Yeah. Or do you? Because you've shot a lot of them.
Well, yeah, but they reproduce faster than I can get rid of them. And, you know, now my neighbor calls me over and tells me, hey, they're in the backyard. Take care of it.
You're the neighborhood iguana exterminator?
For the people that ask me, I will not go on anyone else's property, but they have a pool, and these iguanas leave little droplets everywhere, and they hate them.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, dude, why don't you just get yourself an air rifle and shoot them? And it's like, ew. So
so then you volunteer your services, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. As long as they, you know, I tell them, you're going to pick it up, put it in your garbage can. I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like fun, festive times.
But this is the holidays, time when they start getting ready to dig. So I already have one trap set. I think I'm going to go over to one of the local hardware stores and pick up another one.
Another trap.
Yeah, another trap to have. Because what they'll do is, I've learned their technique.
Why do you need a trap if you're shooting them with an air gun anyway?
Because they run fast.
Okay, you're not a very good shot is what you're trying to say.
No, it has nothing to do with that. If you want to be an ethical kill, you want to be one shot, dead, over with. You don't want to injure them and have them walk off somewhere and die somewhere else. I set up traps. They run along the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have a trap at one end, and they run right into it.
Have you ever had one get on your boat?
No, but I've heard some pretty sad things about it.
Well, I'll tell you, I had one almost kill me indirectly because I almost ended up going overboard. We were down in the Keys for vacation, and I went down to check on my dad's boat because we took his boat down there for a fishing trip. And we had rented this house, and the boat was behind the house. I walk out in the morning with a cup of coffee, nice and relaxed, just to get everything ready, get the covers off, and get the electronics up and running. And there was this huge iguana that had jumped on the boat and was down next to the helm station that I didn't see until I startled him.
Yeah. So
when I startled him, he went nuts, which translated that energy to me because I didn't know he was there until he started flopping around. And I almost dove into the canal because I didn't know what in the heck was wrapping around my feet.
It's like, I got a velociraptor on my vessel.
I'm yelling, I'm jumping, I'm throwing my coffees all over the helm station. I'm like, what in the heck is going on here? I mean, it was chaos there.
So when you say it freaked out, what did it do? Start slinging its tail around? And
it just started flopping around and running, and it was running back and forth and hitting the sides of the boat because it was stuck inside the boat, right? And it was running back, and it'd slam into one side, then turn around and run.
So it's like a wild bird that was caught in your living room that can't fly.
Yeah. It was just running. And I'm jumping up and down like I've got springs in my knees, you know.
And that's what they do out in the backyard. As a matter of fact, I've set it up the way they usually, it's chain link fence, so the smaller ones can squeeze through the chain link. Well, I put chicken wire up around the bottom part of it, so they can't do that. So now they're like poking their head around trying to figure out how to get out. So I am just going to put more traps in and just let them run right into it.
When you trap them, then you shoot them, or you let them go somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, you can't release them. You can't legally release them in Florida. They're heading up your way, Greg.
Oh, they're not coming here.
They are. They are spotted in Orlando. They're as far north as Orlando now.
It's an iguana invasion just in time for the holidays.
It is.
God help us.
The thing about them is that they eat your plants and they dig holes under your
And then their house. Scat leaves stains on your fiberglass finish.
Yes.
On your absolutely. Boat. I've heard really that bad, as, yes. after it bakes in the sun. Okay. What a pleasant conversation this turned out to be for the holidays. We'll try to get back on track next. Stay close to the world of boating. We'll
listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.